You've heard of Brexit, but what about an exit? Doesn't exactly roll off the tongue, but that's how some have dubbed a proposal in the city of Anniston that would cut the population nearly in half. A group of residents want to be de-annexed and incorporated into the city of Oxford. Those leading the charge say they plan to help draft a bill state lawmakers can consider in the next legislative session. Some city leaders have called the proposal racist. Anniston is majority black. Most of the residents pushing for this live in Ward 4, a section of the city that's mostly white and affluent. Anniston City Councilwoman Millie Harris represents Ward 4. She tells WBHM's Janae Pierre some residents say they want out because of poor schools, high crime rates, and declining property values.
They believe that their property will be more valuable and their quality of life they won't be sharing in what they consider a failing school system, or the crime rate, or the lack of economic development due to their perception of dysfunction among elected officials.
Okay. Now, Anniston Councilman Ben Little called the proposal racist. In your opinion, is this move about race? Because it sounds like the proposal aims to move affluent white people and businesses out of Anniston, which is majority black.
It has really terrible optics. But I do know these individuals. While I'm not a part of this group, I know them, and I do not at all feel that their motivation is a racial one, although I realize the optics are pretty bad, because this ward is not all Caucasians. There are many African-American citizens living in Ward 4 as well, but it is predominantly white, and they would be leaving a city that would be taking about 10,000 residents out of a 22,000 city that in the last census was 52% African American.
And would Ward 4 be the only area to break away from the city?
There's a few streets that are in other wards that they're including in this, but it's primarily Ward 4, which is the most affluent ward within the city.
So how would a move like this work theoretically? I mean, if the legislature signs off on this, what would it mean for the city of Anniston?
It would jeopardize the livelihoods of our first responders, our police and fire retirees, who rely on the city's contribution to their fund. They've put their lives on the line for us, and they really deserve better. It would mean far less money for public safety. Our violent crime rate has actually been declining. What will happen to that crime rate if the police have far less resources to fight crime? Anniston would also lose at least one fire station. That, too, would render Anniston far less safe. And by the way, what happens to insurance rates if this happens? Plainly and simply, de-annexation would cripple Anniston and those retirees who rely on Anniston.
Now, you mentioned what this move would mean for the city of Anniston, but what would it mean for Calhoun County?
So, Calhoun County, Anniston is the county seat. And it would take a legislative action to change the county seat, but the largest city would be in Oxford, and the legislature could change the county seat if they chose to do so. I don't believe this is going to be good for Anniston, Oxford, or the entire county.
That's Anniston City Councilwoman Millie Harris speaking with WBHM's Janae Pierre. And one other note. After Janae spoke with Harris, the Anniston City Council passed a resolution unanimously opposing de-annexation of Ward 4 into the city of Oxford.